and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Today, we're going to be bringing you one of the great automotive and motoring events of the world. It's the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, which is being held right now on Amelia Island, just a little bit off the Jacksonville, Florida coast. Many people consider this to be the second most important concours in all of North America, and about 20,000 people are expected to be in attendance today. And this special broadcast is brought to you in part by Auto Informant, the number one online community for car lovers. It's your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Check it out, www.autoinformant.com. Throughout this hour, we're going to be joined by representatives from Infiniti. We're also going to be talking to somebody from McLaren. McLaren is one of the marks that they're celebrating at the Amelia event this year. We'll also be joined by R.J. DeVera from the Meguiar's Car Wax Company, and we'll also be hooking up with a very special story, a gentleman representing the National Automotive Museum in Reno, Nevada. But we begin this very special Auto World presentation by welcoming Allison Witherspoon, Marketing Director for Infiniti. Allison, welcome to Auto World, and how are you doing? Allison, can you hear me?
Well, just to say, this is Don. Let me put Allison on. She's right here, and here she is.
All right, sounds great. Don Jones helping out.
Hi, this is Allison.
Hi, Allison. Welcome to Auto World. We're live all across North America on all kinds of great radio stations. I injured my back a few days ago, so I'm sorry that I'm not there in person, but thanks to Don and all the great folks there at JMPR and other companies, it's great to be doing the show remotely here from my home studio. Well, number one, beautiful weather, I would imagine, down in Florida right now. Give us kind of a general overview of the event, how it looks right now, the number of people in attendance, and also what's the weather conditions.
Yeah, it's beautiful day today. We got here to set up for Infiniti. We got here around Wednesday, and it was cold and rainy, but the last couple of days have been gorgeous. I think today it's going to be in the mid-70s, you know, completely blue skies. There is a huge crowd that's here right now. Everyone kind of started arriving around 6 or 7 this morning, and everyone is just kind of dressed in their Sunday finest and enjoying all of the great cars that are here.
Infiniti is sponsoring the media center as usual. You guys tend to select this event as well as the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. Yes, Allison, you guys at Infiniti are sponsoring the media center at the Amelia Island Concours, and I know in addition to sponsoring the media center at Amelia.
Right. So what we're looking for is they just had a fashion show where there's kind of a procession that's starting with the different cars. They've had a fashion show where, you know, kind of everyone is in vintage dress, and then there's going to be the full-on procession that's going to be happening later. Also, last night there was a gala dinner celebrating Jochen Mass, who's the Formula, you know, racing champion. There was a really good conversation with him and Justin Bell, and it was just a really good time to kind of, you know, understand how Jochen got into racing and kind of his experience, you know, driving in the different circuits as long as when he was a teammate of James Hunt. Just a really great evening, a really great event here. I think the weather's been beautiful, so it's just been a wonderful weekend here at the Concours and Amelia Island.
It sounds absolutely spectacular, Allison. Let's talk a little bit about Infiniti's involvement. I know that you guys sponsor the media center there at Amelia, as you do every year at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. I would imagine that both of these events, certainly, in my opinion, number one and number two in all of North America, are great places to partner with for both the media as well as spreading the word about all the great things that you're doing at Infiniti.
Yes, absolutely. I think we had, you know, this year we had kind of a larger presence both from the media side, you know, kind of both from our media and hospitality room, as well as our overall presence for the brand. So, you know, from a media side, we had a great media suite where we had kind of everyone was able to come in and enjoy and kind of recharge their batteries either with their phones or even with food. So that was great. And we've got, we're out on a patio today overlooking the field where we've got all these gorgeous cars. And then actually right adjacent to that is where we have our Infinity stand, where we have a brand new tent that we built specific for this Amelia, or just specifically for the Conqueror here at Amelia Island. We've got a brand new stand. We've got a few of our models that are here. We have the all new 250. We also have one of the F1 cars, one of the Sebastian Vettel cars. So we've got that on display. And then we wrapped one of the Q60 convertibles, and we wrapped it in Bobby Unser's racing stripes, which has been really great. And I think we've gotten a lot of attention. And we had a ride and drive that we had where we had up to 10 cars. And, you know, we had over 150 people come through and take a test drive in some of our cars, which was really great.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit more about this Bobby Unser-inspired Infinity. I would imagine not only is Bobby without doubt thrilled about it. I know he's in attendance down there in Amelia. Paint a little verbal picture for our listeners across North America. What does this Bobby Unser Special Edition Infinity look like?
It's an unofficial special edition. I think, you know, the beauty about being in automotive is that you have access to really great automotive stories and really great car stories. And I think Bobby Unser, you know, one of the top champions, you know, he's won Pikes Peak, I think, 13 times. We were just inspired by Bobby and inspired by his story. We knew he was going to be here, so we actually just decided to wrap one of our 260 convertibles in his racing stripes. So actually, out here on the field today, we've got, you know, our wrapped 250 convertible, and then we also have his racer that's next to it. Bobby was, you know, he was incredibly happy with it. We picked him up at the airport. We've got his name on the side. We also have his wife's name, Lisa, on the other side. She's in the passenger. It's just been great. And, he took it around for a little bit of a spin yesterday, and just, I mean, people could not stop looking at it, and just everyone was really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures at it right now. This is a special Q60 convertible, and it's been driven by Bobby Unser all throughout the weekend, the last few days. It's a striking red, yellow, and black and white paint scheme accompanied by Unser's number three, create a modern version of that original racing machine that you've got right there. And for those of our listeners who might not be familiar with the Bobby Unser's great racing history, a three-time winner of the Indianapolis 500, as well as a member of the great Offie Racers seminar, which was held yesterday. So what a great way to pay tribute to Bobby Unser and also to spread the news about Infinity's major role in motorsports.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, I mean, because we have a little team. It's called the Infinity Red Bull Racing Team. We've got a pretty good driver with Sebastian Vettel. So I think, you know, it's always good to kind of tap in. You know, we have that, and that's our current, you know, that's kind of our current involvement in racing. But, you know, there's this really great history, and there's a really great history in racing. So it's nice to kind of be a part of that and kind of pay tribute to it. So that's what we've tried to do with Bobby Unser in this wrapped car.
That's great. One of the things that I really love about the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance is it is, a lot of people kind of refer to it as the Pebble Beach of the East. There are so many great car enthusiasts here on the East Coast as well as the West Coast. But it's also the fact that logistically everything is very centrally located, unlike the events on the Monterey Peninsula, which are all over the place. So it makes it very convenient for both attendees as well as members of the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great environment to be in. I think, you know, you said earlier, it's everything is centrally located. We're all kind of in the same area. We have events that are going on, but it's really in a laid back atmosphere. It's at a perfect time of year when everyone's really looking forward to spring.
So well said. Allison Witherspoon, Marketing Director for Infinity. Thank you for kicking off our special broadcast of Amelia 2014.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're doing something special here today. We are bringing you coverage of one of the great automotive events of the world. It is happening right now, just outside of Jacksonville, Florida, on a very small island called Amelia Island. It's the 19th annual Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. It was founded 19 years ago by our good friend, frequent contributor here to the show, Bill Warner, who I know was with us a number of weeks back, a gentleman with a great career as a photographer for Road and Track, and just an amazing passion for classic cars. And unlike many of the other Concours events around North America, this one is just blown up in the last 19 years. Most people consider this to be the second most important Concours event of the year, with the number one most important event occurring in the third weekend of August every year out on the Monterey Peninsula at the Pebble Beach Concours. Delegance held at the 18th hole at the Links at the Pebble Beach Golf Club. And Amelia is unique in that because Bill Warner, the founder, just loves motorsports. Every year he honors a racer. And as our first guest from Infinity, Allison Witherspoon, told us last night, there was a gala dinner sponsored by Mercedes-Benz honoring this year's special racer. And this gentleman's name is Johan Moss. And over the years, over the 19 years, I mean, they have honored just some incredible racers, including Parnelli Jones, and the list goes on and on. And Bill Warner does an outstanding job every year of having a lot of racing machines on site in the show field with some very special categories. And it's not unusual, because we've broadcasted from this event many times in the past, that They fire these racing machines up. I remember a couple of years back, it was just spectacular when they honored the Porsche 917, which is just a legendary racing machine. And I got a chance to see many of these rare, one-of-a-kind Porsche 917s. This is a car that weighed a little over 1,000 pounds and had more than 1,000 horsepower. And the entire body was made of aluminum. It was just one gigantic beer can, basically, with a 1,000 horsepower engine. And these vehicles were so successful and so powerful that they were, after a while, they were outlawed by the racing sanctions of the particular races that they were participating in, because they were just plain too fast. This year, they're honoring another great manufacturer, and we're scheduled to be joined here in this segment by a representative from McLaren, because the 2014 Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance is celebrating 50 years of McLaren. Now, when you think about McLaren, you know, in modern days, you think about some of the great McLaren street cars. The McLaren F1 is considered by many auto enthusiasts to be still one of the holy grails of supercars of all time, a vehicle that was produced in very limited numbers in the early 1990s. Had a very unusual seating configuration in which the driver basically sat in the middle of the vehicle like a race car, with the passengers seated on either side of the driver. So it was a three-seater. And the McLaren folks utilized a 12-cylinder BMW M power plant, putting out more than 600 horsepower. Gordon Murray was the brainchild behind this incredible McLaren, which used a lot of exotic materials, including stuff like platinum and gold, and every nuance of the vehicle was painstakingly thought out and built with a purpose in mind. These vehicles were absolute beasts, with a top speed of more than 230 miles an hour. Collectors, I believe they only produced 100, and here in North America, I know Jay Leno has one. Noted fashion designer Ralph Lauren has actually two of these vehicles. And back when they first went on sale back in the early 1990s, like 1993 or so, this was an outrageously priced vehicle. It was $1 million. $1 million for a car back in 1993. Well, guess what? Now, all these years later, these McLaren F1s have now leapt in value to anywhere from $4 to $8 million. So it's an incredible story. And McLaren is back, and now with production vehicles, including an all-new supercar, which utilizes some incredible technology, including powering it, being powered by both a naturally being powered by a combination of electric power and a gasoline engine. McLaren is also known, of course, for tuning of suspensions and engines. They had a project a few years back with Mercedes-Benz, when they produced the Mercedes SLR, which was, again, a supercar for its day. It's now out of production. This was a carbon fiber vehicle that cost about $400,000. They're very collectible today, to say the least. I've sat in one. I've never had the pleasure of driving one of these vehicles, but it had a McLaren-built power plant for Mercedes-Benz. But McLaren, as I said, a couple of years back, decided to get back into the car-building business, and they have the McLaren MP4, which is sold incredibly well with a very small displacement twin-turbo V8 churning out just oodles and boodles of power. And, of course, they've got this amazing new supercar that is pushing about 1,000 horsepower. You're listening to Auto World. We're live from the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance 2014. It is the 19th year of this great event. And if you're listening right now on any of our great Florida affiliate stations, or if you're listening online within striking distance of the Jacksonville / Amelia Island area, I would encourage you to get on over and take a look, because it is a incredible field of vehicles, lots of celebrities in attendance, lots of famous race car drivers. It is held every year at a wonderful resort. It's the Ritz-Carlton right there at Amelia Island. And as Allison was telling us from Infinity, one of the other great things about this show is it merges new vehicles with the classic vehicles, because you can go to this show and actually test drive a brand new Infiniti or a brand new Mercedes-Benz or a brand new Jaguar or a brand new, sometimes even, believe it or not, do rides in Rolls-Royces. And I know a couple of years back, Bugatti had a significant presence there with their supercar, the Veyron, and they were giving demonstrations of that vehicle. And I didn't get a chance to get a ride in it. A couple of my best friends have driven that vehicle, and boy, that's on my bucket list. Straight ahead, more of Amelia 2014 as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, and, of course, around the world via the Internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, and this special Amelia Island 2014 broadcast is brought to you in part by Auto Informant. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership, www.autoinformant.com. As you guys can imagine, a million things are happening right now at the Amelia Island Concours, and we have got the gentleman joining us live that we've been very much looking forward to talking to. He is with McLaren, where he is the marketing and communications manager. It's my pleasure to welcome Hudson Giles to the airwaves of Auto World. Hudson, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a nice break from the sunshine out there, which we're happy to see.
Bill Warner and I are very close friends, and I know he was so excited that this year, 2014, was a very special year for McLaren, and the Amelia Concours this year is celebrating, indeed, the 50th anniversary of McLaren. Tell us your thoughts about this great honor, and tell us about some of the ways that it's been celebrated throughout the weekend.
Well, you know, hats off to Bill and his team, but it was just a fabulous event. And I've been coming to the Concours for years, both as spectator and worker bee, and it's just been exhilarating to bring McLaren to life, which is, as Allison mentioned before, you know, is the bridging between past and present, and then for us, future of it as well. So we couldn't be more thrilled and thank them for offering to give us some real estate out there to tell the story of McLaren, which began with McLaren forming McLaren Racing. And here we are 50 years later celebrating all that success at the track, which continues and now has branched off into high-performance road cars.
Absolutely. No question about it. Give our listeners a little tease here, a little taste, because I know that there are a number of very, very significant racing McLarens on display at Amelia right now. Tell us about the cover car, the number 5 Yellow Beast.
The number 5 Yellow Beast, I think that is the M8 F Can-Am car, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
That was actually a very historically significant car. The predecessor to that car, I believe it was the M8D, was what Bruce McLaren had been testing and ultimately went on to perfect in Can-Am racing and make us the most winning team in Can-Am history in the 60s and 70s. And what's great about the M8F is it represents everything that Bruce learned on the car and the team at the time. Unfortunately, the predecessor variant, which was just slightly aerodynamically different, was what tragically we lost Bruce McLaren to in a crash in 1970 at the age of 34. So, a lot of emotions go into, you know, that generation of cars. But oddly enough, mere days after Bruce losing his life at Goodwood, the team rallied. They were actually going to cancel their next race. Instead, they rallied and they wound up taking the first place in the race that followed later that month.
What a great story. And tell us about some of the other McLaren historic racing machines that are there for folks to check out at the Amelia Concours.
Well, again, to give Bill some thanks for corralling these privately held cars, which he has assembled on the field. And it begins with, you know, the story of McLaren, as with the M8F, and then going all the way up to the M23, which was James Hunt's winning car from the 1976 Formula One season, recently made famous in the movie Rush, the battle between Niki Lauda and James Hunt, which if you haven't seen it, I'm a little jaded, but it's quite good and really did more the texture of the racing. My personal favorite on the field, the 1995 McLaren F1 GTR, which won Le Mans. Incredibly powerful car, continuing McLaren's pedigree in carbon fiber chassis design and monocoque. We've never built a car that wasn't carbon fiber. So as you sort of walk through about 16 cars ending up at F1, it will then take you into the modern era of McLaren Automotive, where we now take all of that experience, 50 years of technology and racing and blood, sweat, and tears, and translate that into road cars, which are just phenomenal drivers, not only on the track, but what we try to illustrate to people here at the Concours by letting them drive over Friday, Saturday, is just how fantastic they are on the road. As an everyday driver, it's not going to shake the fillings out of your head. It's actually quite luxurious.
That is so true and so welcome in the automotive community to see McLaren getting into building production vehicles. Of course, I talked a little bit, Hudson, about the legend of the McLaren F1, certainly still considered today by many the holy grail of supercars built in very limited numbers. I know some celebrities have possession of a few of these, including Jay Leno and as well as fashion designer Ralph Lauren. And many others, and that car is still a legend today all these years later. And then when you guys roared back on the scene just a few years ago with the MP4, again, the magic was reborn. And tell our listeners a little bit about the entry-level McLaren. There is no such thing as an entry-level McLaren, but let's talk about the MP4. This is available both in coupe as well as a roadster configuration.
Yes, sir. You know what, if you'll allow me, I'll go even back to F1 and really tell the story of how we got here today on McLaren's transition from track to road car while keeping up Formula One, obviously, as a formidable team. So F1 is launched in 1993. It is a first of its kind as an all-carbon fiber car with a BMW V12 in it. That's really where McLaren cuts their teeth on that transition from Formula One car, no expense spare, to, okay, now we need to produce a car for the masses that's safe, dynamic, fast, looks good. Gordon Murray, the designer, they did a great job. They built 106 copies. At the time, I think they retailed for about $850,000 in the U.S. in 1993. Staggering price for a car when you look back, you know, over 20 years ago. And now have become the darling of their collector car community in the modern era. I think the last one traded hands for $8 million or so out in Pebble Beach last year. The one stair step in between 12C and now would be the partnership with Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren from 2003 until 2007, I believe. And that was McLaren, again, learning the next evolution of car building. Now we're producing cars in the thousands, the low thousands, and learning a bit about, you know, automation process and the technology is getting better for exacting measurements. That was an all carbon fiber car that McLaren designed and built, supplied with an AMG motor. Mercedes-Benz doing the styling very successful and now really coming into its own in the collector car community as well. So true. They finally decided to launch what we will call a pure McLaren in 2011, which had no shared alliances with any other manufacturer. It is a McLaren from front to rear, again, an all-carbon fiber chassis. This time it's with a bespoke 3.8-liter twin-turbo V8, making 616 horsepower, staggering amount of performance in a car that weighs, at the end of the day, 3,100 pounds in the Spyder format.
Incredible. And again, that engine displacement-wise is quite modest, and it puts out just gobbles of power. I haven't had the pleasure of driving one yet, but I know several of my journalist friends who have been behind the wheel, and they rave about the handling. They rave about that incredible dual-clutch gearbox. And I'll tell you a true story. I lived in Boston all of my life up until this past year, and I once saw, and the gentleman must have been about 85 years old, in Cohasset, Massachusetts, getting out behind the wheel, parking his MP4, and I said to myself, God, you know, if I could win the lottery or get a big radio gig, I hope that's me someday. But
we should make a deal then.
That sounds good. Hang with us for a few more moments after this break, and I want to hear a little bit more about McLaren. You're listening to Auto World's coverage of Amelia 2014. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, Concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We encourage all of our listeners anywhere near the Jacksonville, Amelia Island area of Florida, all of our stations in Florida, or if you're listening online, GCN Live, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, head on over. This is arguably the second most important Concours event of the year, the 2014 Amelia Island Concours, the 19th year of the event, and we're bringing you all the coverage. We're chatting with Hudson Giles, who is McLaren's Marketing and Communications Director, and they're celebrating 50 years of the McLaren brand at the wonderful Amelia Concours. And Hudson, thank you very much for spending some time telling us all about the historic vehicles as well as the modern production vehicles. The MP412C is just an incredible vehicle, and certainly, as you said, very street friendly. I mean, that gentleman that I mentioned before going into the break, I mean, this guy was using it to do his errands. Are you with us, Hudson? Hopefully we haven't lost Hudson, but we are live and stuff like this can happen. Hudson, are you? All right, so we will call Hudson back on the cell phone. We were originally promised by the folks at Amelia that we would have a landline, but unfortunately we don't, and so we're doing the best we can. But I can, again, reiterate the fact that this event is going to be going on all afternoon Eastern time. So if you're anywhere near, I mean, even if you live 100 miles away, it is worth you getting in your vehicle right now and driving over to the show, because you're going to see vehicles that in many cases are never seen by the public. There are vehicles on display at the Amelia Island Concours that have been flown in from all corners of the globe. Hudson Giles is with us, marketing director and communications director for McLaren, and we're telling everybody about the celebration at Amelia for the 50th anniversary of the McLaren brand. And again, just to reiterate, as I mentioned going into that break there, the driver friendliness of the McLaren MP412C, that gearbox is remarkable, and of course the handling and performance of this vehicle, very, you know, relatively small displacement V8, but you guys with the twin turbos have pumped that baby up to some massive power.
They really, I mean, I'm of course jaded, but they knocked out of the park. And you know, the key to it is power to weight. You know, what's true of other great cars, it's true of McLaren, well, we put our special spin on. So it's not with an aluminum frame, but rather with a carbon fiber monocoque, which gives you first 25% more rigidity, which acts as a safety cell, just as it does in Formula One. And then you've got a frame that starts out at 165 pounds, less than my weight. So, you know, you're only gaining processes, and then some use of some aluminum extrusions to build the rest of the car. And, you know, under duress, it's designed to be breakaway. Same performance. The feeling really guides a lot of our research and our technology is certainly one of the cores of R&D within the company, and it actually serves as a way for us to leverage technology such as BrakeSteer, where it clamps the inside of the rear tire on a turn to help you get around through the apex, which were banned in Formula One years ago.
Oh, that's incredible. And speaking of incredible, you guys just recently took the wraps off the supercar we've all been waiting for, the McLaren P1, which melds electric power with traditional internal combustion engine power, and the result is a staggering amount of horsepower and performance. Hudson, tell us all about this supercar.
Absolutely. P1, which we will start being delivered to owners here in the U.S. beginning in April, was really in the same way that Formula One cars are designed in a wind tunnel. P1 identically happened that way. So we really start with drop position and go from there. A lot of times car companies will create a really beautiful sketch. It'll be a striking car in an artist's rendering, and then the engineers get pulled and they say, okay, well, how do we lay this car out with a motor and a transmission and a driver, make it comfortable and safe, and everything sort of follows an initial exterior look and feel. We actually start with the driver seating position and the weight that the driver brings to that point in the car. Then the motor is added to balance that out, and as well as our transmission's a rear transaxle, so biasing that. And then we put it in a wind tunnel, and they literally shave off clay in deference to where they're getting resistance. And with P1, it really is an organic design. What we got was a car that wound up with P1. Nobody knew whether it was going to be a good-looking car or a bad-looking car, and I guess everybody's opinion is objective, but it is form following function. We certainly did not start up a car looking like that. It's just that with all the wind ducting and channeling around the car to get dirty air out, clean air in, same principles as Formula One, this is the design we came up with. And Frank Stephenson and his team did just a remarkable job and a lot of accolades. So again, our 3.8-liter twin turbo motor placed in it. We add a hybrid electric motor, which directs power not at the wheel. With traditional hybrid cars, usually you get an electric motor, which is placed up against the wheel to direct power. Our electric goes straight through the transaxle, goes directly to the wheels, which is the first of its kind. Then we throw on carbon ceramic discs with a carbon silicide covering, first of its kind, Formula One technology from Akebono. And what you end up with is 903 horsepower. It's just a staggering amount of power for the car.
Absolutely staggering and incredible, but I would expect nothing else from McLaren, which is being celebrated right now at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, 50 years, the 50th anniversary of the McLaren brand. Hudson Giles, McLaren's Marketing and Communications Manager, thank you for your brief visit with us here today and bringing us all the excitement from Amelia. We look forward to getting you back for a much longer discussion.
I hope so. Listen, take care of your back, and thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you so much. We're listening to Auto World. We are live at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and we're bringing you all kinds of cool guests. We've already been joined by a representative from Infiniti, and we've also talked to a representative from McLaren, one of the star marks at the show this year, celebrating 50 years of the McLaren brand. And now we're going to move to another great friend of the show. Barry McGuire is a gentleman that I have enormous respect for. He and his family founded the McGuire's Car Wax Company more than 100 years ago. For a number of years, I was involved with Barry's broadcasting network, as well as the original co-host, along with Barry of Car Crazy Radio. And during that time, I had the opportunity to spend some mic time with the following gentleman who is joining us here live on the broadcast. He's a great young man with incredible passion, and he joins us live from the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance 2014. RJ DeVera, welcome to Auto World. How you doing, RJ?
Good. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. I'm nursing a little bit of a bad back here. That's why I'm not there in person, but at least we're spreading the news across North America and around the world about this wonderful show. And certainly you get to go to all the shows, and many people now consider this show, Amelia, to be kind of the second most important Concours event next to Pebble Beach.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic show. We definitely missed you. The sun came out, luckily for us, and just a great show. I mean, I'm looking out in the field right now, and you can't see an empty spot. It's just bodies and cars, and there's some beautiful cars out here. Bill's done a fantastic job with the event. You know, it's been a couple of years since I've been here. Autorama is also going on this weekend, and the last couple of years I was there for the Midler, and this year I came back here, and just even the last couple of years, the way, you know, the amount of cars and people, and it's just grown so much, and it's a fantastic event. We've got a couple customers here and guests that have remarked so as well, and they're doing a great job. So it's really fun, and you know, I think everyone's enjoying it.
And Bill, of course, is a recipient of the McGuire's Award, and I remember that like it was yesterday. And Bill, just such a passionate guy, a photographer for Road and Track, but a lifelong racing geek. And 19 years ago, he started this event, and from the get-go, McGuire's has been a big supporter of the Amelia Island Concours.
Correct, correct. I mean, it's like you said, it's a prime time event. It's something that's very supported for many, many years. You know, we truly feel that, you know, these types of car collectors are true car guys. That just, you know, they love cars at the end of the day. And that's, our brand has a, you know, that's close to our hearts because we love cars too. And it's just been wonderful to see the show evolve and grow. And it's only been a couple of years for me, but like you said, Barry supported it from the get-go. And, you know, I love the angle that Bill has. It's, you know, really, you know, highlighting race cars and racing personalities. It really gives the show a different feel and vibe.
We're going to step aside. We'll see you next week. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.